Hello and welcome to this week's Tea with the Changemakers. I'm Max, the producer. Now, last week on the podcast, Kelly spoke to Alistair Stewart, who is the Director of National Services at Age UK. And in that episode, Alistair spoke to us about the Silverline helpline that he's part of running, which is a free and confidential telephone service just for older people, which provides friendship and conversation for those who may be experiencing feelings of loneliness and isolation, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, after we'd recorded last week's episode, I was interested in learning more about the Silverline helpline, and on today's episode, I have the absolute pleasure of talking to the Silverline's founder, Dame Esther Ranson, who also founded Childline, about why she set up the service and the need for it, how an increasing number of people are struggling with loneliness, and why it's an invaluable service, especially in today's society.
What was happening in your life around the time that you founded the Silverline helpline, and what sort of drove you to set an organisation like that up?
Well, I'd lost my husband, and eventually the family home that we'd been living in together grew too big, the way these houses do. The children lived independently. So I moved into what I call a two-bedroom flat in little old lady land, and was living alone, age 71, for the first time in my life. And I absolutely hated it. So I wrote about how I felt in the Daily Mail, and was inundated with response from other people who felt the same, but found it very difficult to admit it because there's a stigma attached to admitting to loneliness. Particularly, I think, in my generation, who don't like the feeling that they're needy. They're used to being relied upon. They don't want to rely on others very much. Also, from a lot of organizations that say, that told me that they really wanted to be able to reach out to people who were feeling lonely, but it was very difficult to find them because loneliness so erodes confidence that they're front doors had become like brick walls and they really didn't venture out very much. And I was invited by the Campaign to End Loneliness to bring some of my letters and explain the feelings of the people who'd written to me to a conference. And that's when I had a sort of light bulb moment. I always say, this may not accord with your own mantra, but I always say, if you get a light bulb moment, ignore it. Because if you don't, it will take over your life. So I wrestled with myself for quite a little while, but I couldn't resist saying that 25 years earlier, I'd been talking about a different kind of stigma, which was child abuse. And I was talking to experts in child protection. Now the stigma was loneliness, and I was talking to experts in looking after older people. Then the answer had been Childline, telephone helpline. Could it be that this time the answer might be a telephone helpline? And all the experts said, yeah, it could well be. Go ahead and do it.
I would agree with you. I think it's an absolutely brilliant idea, Esther, because loneliness among the elderly is chronic within our nation. You know, one in four people over 60, the National Institute for Healthcare Research carried out a review and they found that one in four people over 60 feel chronically lonely, and it's one in three for the over 75s. So, you know, it's not just feeling alone. You can be lonely in a crowd. This is people, you know, feeling lonely in their own homes. And yeah, it's awful to think that there's people out there that you just can't reach. But that is what the Silverline helpline is doing. It's providing those people with, you know, half an hour's conversation, basically, to have a vent, have a moan, have a chat about whatever they would like to chat about. So,
and have a laugh.
And have a laugh. Now, that is the key thing.
Really important. The killer question I ask older people on their own is, what do you do for fun?
Mm.
You know, because if I were prime minister, and it looks likely that I will be the way things are going,
everyone's got a good chance at the moment.
15 minutes in 10 Downing Street. We'll all have it. Our turn will come. Well, when my turn comes, I will bring in a law that says everybody must have fun at least once a day.
Yeah.
Whatever your age. Mm. But, you know, quite a lot. I talk to some of the older people that I've met, actually never met, but have met via the telephone. And one of them, I say to her, what gives you pleasure? And she says, I live on my memories. So there is nothing in her current life
that is bringing her any sense of happiness. And that's,
now, I'm hoping to change a bit of that, because I'm in touch with various people that are creating various pieces of technology which enable older people to be more in touch with the people they care about. You see, quite a lot of people in their 80s and 90s are not comfortable with what we're doing now, which is Zoom. They're not comfortable with the internet. They like the phone. They like the telephone. But I would like, and for example, there's a fabulous person who has found a way of enabling people to use their television remote control, which older people are comfortable with, to access messages and pictures from people they love and are close to. So they can see pictures of their grandchildren. They can get messages, text messages, just doing that. So
that's brilliant, because, you know, technology has just boomed at the moment. And, you know, I'm 24 myself, but sometimes I find myself, you know, especially with the GPs and the doctors at the moment, it's all gone online and it's on an app, and it's, you know, it's so difficult to do what used to be simple over the phone. And that's the world that we live in. And there's not, we need to stop elderly people becoming technologically excluded, which is what is happening.
It is happening. And that is why older people really are not enjoying change at the moment. You know, whether they want to park their car, whether they want to do their banking, whatever they want to do, whether they want to buy a ticket for a play or the cinema, sometimes it has to be done, you know, on your smartphone.
Yeah.
You might not have a smartphone. You might not want a smartphone. You know, I have had real problems recently with a credit card company. And when you have a problem and the computer says no, there's never a human being that you can talk it through with who will actually take your complaint seriously and unpick what's gone wrong. So things are not improving, I don't think, for older people through technology. You know, people are relying it a lot to replace humanity with. Well, I think replacing humanity is inhumane, I think.
I would agree. And, you know, there is this need to digitalize everything, and it just loses the literal humanness of it. And that is what is brilliant about the Silver Line Helpline. You're connecting people with actual people who actually talk. It's not texting, it's not emailing, it's a conversation, which, you know, it's invaluable. Basically, you can't put a price on that.
You can't. And, you know, sometimes, as we found with Childline, people find it easier to talk about things that make them unhappy or distressed or frightened if you're not looking into their eyes. If it is voice to voice, you know, voice, heart to heart, maybe. I think the phone has a very particular, special way of unlocking people's emotions and letting them express what they may be hiding from their own children, because they don't want to make them frightened or anxious.
Yeah, I was just going to quickly ask you about that. Do you find that a lot of people that call the Silver Line Helpline are unable to talk to their families? Because, I mean, I suppose it's difficult to feel like you're burdening your family with something, and the Silver Line Helpline has that kind of impartialness to it. So do you find a lot of people who maybe have existing support networks are also struggling with loneliness?
Certainly. I always say that the two terrible words that we hear at the Silver Line most often, the two B words, are busy and burden.
Mm.
Everybody's busy these days. We hear people say, my son's so busy, my daughter's so busy, my daughter-in-law's so busy, my neighbours are so busy, that they haven't got time for you. They haven't got time for that cup of tea and that chat that my grandmother used to enjoy, you know? And the other thing is burden. B for burden. I don't want to be a burden. That's the last thing our callers want to become in the lives of the people closest to them. They just don't want to become a burden.
Yeah. It is a sad state of the world at the moment. But, you know, the Silver Line helpline is literally the silver lining at the moment. So my final question, I've got two questions, actually. I'm going to go back to, what do you do for fun, Esther? What brings you happiness in your life?
Well, my grandchildren and my children all the time. I mean, they give me constant pleasure. You know, we play the daft games my grandmother taught me, like drawing consequences, and we roll with laughter. So that's brilliant. I don't see them as often as I would love to, but, you know, whoever sees their grandchildren, their children as often as they wish. But when I see them, it's wonderful. Television, I love. Strictly is huge fun. It's got into its stride, literally, actually, at the moment. So I love that.
I couldn't possibly comment. You maybe my mum could help you on that one, because she absolutely loves that program.
Oh, well, it's really got good. So, not always good, but it is at the moment. And I love antique shows, and I love quizzes. And that's a good thing, because daytime television is full of them. So that gives me pleasure. I've been commissioned to write a book, and it's a lovely idea. Not my idea, but somebody has asked me to write the A to Z of surviving happily into old age. And it gives me an opportunity, because it's A to Z, to vent all the things, because, you know, people of my age have lots of opinions, you may have noticed, all the things I feel strongly about, all the jokes that have struck me during my life. So that's huge fun. I love writing that. We've been adopted by a cat. I don't like cats, but this cat is quite endearing. So that gives us an awful lot to think about.
You've been adopted by a cat.
Well, the cat was supposed to live over the road, but you know what cats are like. And the cat has adopted my daughter, whom I live with, and myself. She has ME, so we care for each other. Yeah. And the cat is a constant source of amusement. He actually dominates our lives. And my garden. So I have lots of fun, you see. Lots and lots of fun. So I'm very lucky.
Well, that is good to hear, because life can be all too serious at the moment, especially with the cost of living crisis, what's going on with the government. Yeah, it's important to keep that sense of humour. If you can laugh about it, it's usually okay.
Absolutely. And may I recommend to you the wonderful podcast by Rory Stewart and Alastair Campbell called The Rest Is Politics. And they have great fun picking to bits what is going on in politics today with real understanding expert views. And so, I mean, it's, you know, life continues to be an adventure. It continues to be an adventure. So I think the more we can put adventures into our lives, the better. I have friends I meet via Zoom every week, and we do a lot of laughing. I think if you can maintain your links, even if, like me, you're a hermit. Now, I have a question for you.
Go for it. Hopefully I can answer it.
What is the Silver Line's phone number?
Well, that was going to be my last question to you.
It's a free phone number. It begins 0800. Then you say to yourself, who's it for?
It's for the elderly. So is it for the 70s?
For 70, 80, 90. 0800 470 1890.
Yes. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic, Esther. Well, thank you for chatting to me today. It's been an absolute pleasure. And, you know, you've obviously got so many other achievements as well as the Silver Line Helpline. But this is, I would say, this is critical at the moment for, you know, the loneliness that is occurring at the moment. So, yeah, thank you so much for chatting to me today.
Well, thank you for the chat. Thank you for the song. What was that number again?
0800 470 1890.
Hooray!
Yay, there we go. Brilliant. There we go, we're having a laugh now. That's what it's all about.
If you or someone you know could benefit from the Silver Line Helpline, then you know what to do. Dial 0800 470 1890. Thanks for listening to Tea with the Changemakers.